How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to this week's show. This is Killer Innovations on BizTalk Radio. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are live here each and every Sunday. I'm in the studio in Colorado this week. We also broadcast on 30 stations throughout the U.S., and the podcast comes out each and every Tuesday morning, so you can grab that podcast either directly from killerinnovations.com, or you can find it on iTunes or SoundCloud or pretty much anywhere you get your podcast content. Some of the things that's going on here at Killer Innovations, we've been doing some work over on the storefront, so you can go over to innovation.tools, you can check out all the materials to help you take your idea and turn that into game-changing breakthrough innovation. And as usual, if you're a regular listener, you know this, so you can excuse me for repeating myself. But if you're new and interested in any of the materials here, we tend to give all the content is given away for free, but even things like the author royalties and all the profits from any purchases over at innovation.tools are donated to charity. So we give that all away. It's just part of mine and my wife's program of helping charitable organizations have funding sources to do the good work they do. So we currently sponsor Hacking Autism, which is focused on the autism community. And we also right now are heavily sponsoring Pioneer Education, which is building a new kind of entrepreneurial educational program in Rwanda in Africa. So those are the current two programs. So this week's show, if you've been listening to this show for quite some time, you know that we've had a wide range of guests. Last week we had Jack, 10-year-old, who's actually built a business and now is franchising it all over the place. This week, I've reached out to a long, long time friend of mine, David Lean. David is ex-HP, worked with me at HP in the early days. In fact, before we got started the show live, we were catching up a little bit on trying to remember back when we actually met for the first time. It wasn't too long after I joined HP that David reached out to me, and we became fast friends and have stayed connected ever since. So, hey, David, thanks for staying up late. I know it's past your bedtime there in the UK.
My evening's only getting started, Phil. When you run your own business, times about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's a little different when you're the entrepreneur, right? And you're trying to start that business.
Yeah.
So, David, you're right now you're CEO of Digital Bridge, right? Give us a little bit of background on first, before we dump into Digital Bridge, let's give a little bit of background about who you are and kind of your background and your history.
So I guess I've been in sort of emerging tech all my career. I started straight out of university really in 2000 at HP. I remember day two, so we were in a sort of team meeting. This was a new student not really sure what he was doing in life, and sort of sat there in HP and wondering where my next printer was coming from. And somebody said, hey, there's a new thing called WAP. Who wants to have a go at understanding what WAP is all about? So I kind of put my hand up. And for those who remember, back in the year 2000, WAP was the first instance of the mobile internet. We had it on these really weird Nokia phones. And it kind of went from there. And I was 7 years at HP. I had a great time at HP. It was an awesome place to be. I left to start my my first startup and to, at the same time, run another company. And then spent time sort of building voice over IP headsets, then moved into the connected car business, where I worked for a company here in the UK. Then went to Vodafone. Once we got acquired, I went to actually lead globally the connected car program at Vodafone. And whilst there, I walked in one day from work, and my wife said, can we redecorate our room? And I said, sure. She's great. You know, what do you think? And she showed me this sort of 1-inch by 1-inch square of wallpaper and said, you know, what do you think? And I just had no idea what that would look like in my room. And so what I did, I went upstairs and I started looking for some software that would allow me to visualize what that would look like in my room space. And I couldn't find any software. There were some pretty poor pieces, and there are some Catalyte type tools, nothing that would allow me to take a picture of my room under my lighting conditions and see what wallpaper and carpet and furniture and other sort of things would look like in my room space. So that was the business I started up, and that was 4 years ago now.
It's the perfect example of the annoyance. You know,
yes.
You know, nothing like having your wife hand you a piece of wallpaper and saying, "Now, how's that going to look on this big mess
And wall?" She could see that. She could imagine what that looked like. And I find this a lot when I'm talking to people and explain what it is that we do from a non-technical perspective, just like I'm explaining it to you. Always, ladies seem to have a better spatial understanding and a vision of what a room space would look like with a specific decoration set. Whereas very often, that is a generalization, but very often it's often the guys who don't. So sometimes I'll say, you know, we're the undo button of interior decoration. Sometimes I'll say we save marriages because we don't save marriages. But you know, in reality, yeah, we're machine vision, a computer vision, and a deep learning company, because that's the technology that we're using behind the scenes to do a lot of this stuff.
So in this case, your digital bridge then allows for. Do you guys do your own retail, or are you a technology provider to other retailers?
Yeah, so we're a white label provider to other retailers. So you know, B2B has always been my background, and B2C. You know, the customer acquisition costs are immense, whereas with B2B, you can scale very well. So we're a light white label SaaS provider. So we brand our product that sits, you know, under the try this product, try this wallpaper, try this sofa in your room. That's kind of the journey hop off point for a lot of these e-commerce apps.
And so did you develop the technology yourself? Is this done with other partners or?
The company, my company, has developed itself. Not me. I make the tea. I'm really good at making tea and coffee. And that's important when you got you know, real awesome developers. You're gonna make good coffee. But we've developed all this tech ourselves. I mean, it's taken us 3 years, and this stuff is hard. It really, really, really hard. You know, you've got the likes of Google with Tango and Intel, RealSense, Apple, whatever Apple will come up with, who have been developing specific hardware to kind of make sense of a room space. And that's part of the whole virtual reality piece, also stuff we're doing, augmented reality, understanding that room space. What we decided to do was target every single customer today, and that's customers who have a smartphone, so a 2D smartphone, the bog standard smartphone every person has in their hand. We turn a picture from that into a 3D model in about 7 seconds. It's pretty awesome tech. It is seriously, seriously awesome technology.
So let's back up to when you first came up with the idea. So it's you go out trying to find it. You can't find a solution out there. Right. What's the first step you took after you realized that there was no solution out there? How did the whole thing get started?
So I started looking around at the type of technology stacks that I would need to build this sort of thing. The first thing you kind of think about when you don't find something like this, you think to yourself, well, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, so somebody else must have come up with this idea. Why hasn't this been done yet? And you start to figure out, well, maybe because it's just really, really hard. And then you kind of say, well, okay, yeah, it is really hard, but you know, something's hard sometimes, and everything's rocket science unless it's brain surgery, because unless brain surgery is not rocket science. So you start looking at the technology stack. What type of technology do I need to be playing it with this? And then you start looking for the people. You know, and if there's one skill I have been blessed with, and there's not many of them, but finding the right people, understanding who they are and what makes them tick, is kind of something that I've been very good at. So it was about going out and finding somebody who could help prove that this incredibly difficult technical task of turning a 2D normal picture into a 3D model could actually be done. So that was the first step, just finding that right person. And then it was about, okay, well, how do you pay the bill? How do you pay the bills? How do you, I won't say bring home the bacon, but how do you put food on the table? You know why you're asking that one, but how do you put food on the table while we're trying to build this up? Where do you get the funding from? And so it was kind of just going through that process, just, you know, step by step.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break here, but when we come back, I want to pick up on this, because a lot of the listeners, they may have this idea rattling around their head, and they're really trying to figure out how do they kind of take this and break these down into the steps. So I want to leverage the experience that you had specifically, David, and share that with the guest on how do you go from idea, from this problem space, to actually seeing it through the whole process. So stay right there. We're going to be right back. Right. We're going to continue the conversation with David. If you want to get connected here at the Killer Innovations, you can text the word innovate to 33444 or go to killerinnovations.com/innovate. And we'll be right back after this short commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. This is a show about innovation, creativity, and design. And in this case, in today's show, we're actually going to get all three topics covered. Normally, we only have a guest to talk about one. But in this case, David Levine from Digital Bridge. David and I have known each other 15-plus years. We both worked together at Hewlett Packard back in the day. But David, before we went to the commercial break, I'd asked you the question specifically about how, you know, you found this problem in the fact of your wife giving you this little swatch of wallpaper and you're trying to visualize it on the walls in your house, sure, and you couldn't find the tool, and you were starting to give us down this path of you found the problem. What's the next steps you took once you found that annoyance?
That's right. And what I was saying was it took a lot of research to find out what is the technology stack that I'd need to basically get to fix this problem. It wasn't an easy problem to solve. To take, you know, a single image, turn that into a 3D model in a time period that made sense, and we part of the proposition. That was tough. And that took us three plus years just to get right. And it works now. It's coming out. It's awesome now. It's, you know, it's fun. It's every other part of my career, I spent the first part of an engagement talking to a customer about why they need what I'm selling. You know, the good education piece. With this, you don't. You show them, and they just go, wow, which is cool. It's a great place to be. But it's all about just trying to map out the steps without worrying too much what the end game looks like. I think my time at HP, I was thrown in at the deep end on many occasions in emerging tech, stuff I didn't know how to do, where to start. And I saw that when you work with a team of exceptionally talented individuals, and you know, some of these guys, you and I were talking before, and if they're listening in, you know, Sridhar and Andrew and all those guys we work with, some of the most talented people I've ever been lucky enough to work with in my career. When you are surrounded by those people and you're in that team and you realize that you can actually achieve so much with the right people, then that's kind of that's your flag. That's the direction of travel you know to go in, to go and find the right people, to find people who can help you solve this, because you don't know everything. And you know, my technology background is strong, but I'm no computer vision PhD, I'm no machine learning PhD. So I had to go and find that my CTO, the right person to help me build that. And then together, we built this relationship, and we built this team, and we're building this company, and there's 10 people strong now, and we just got into this amazing accelerator program here in the UK, a company called John Lewis, kind of similar to Crane Barrel in the US, very, very innovative, really high profile, and they have an accelerator program, and we're part of that now, which is, it's brilliant. We're part of the family. Things that were taking me months to achieve happen in hours, literally hours. It's great. We're talking to some phenomenal companies. We're doing great things, and sort of timing is awesome. You look at what's happening in the world with computer vision and deep learning, all the technologies that we're looking at with VR and AR, Google acquisitions and Apple acquisitions and Facebook and Twitter and all these kind of guys, all playing in our technology space. It's brilliant. It's awesome. But it's about having the confidence to say, I don't know what I don't know. So let's do a Donald Rumsfeld. Yeah, you've got your known knowns, your known unknowns. And we have the confidence to think, you know what, just because I don't know what the thing will look like in the end game, I can find people who can help me figure that out.
I think you're bringing up a good point, because where a lot of people get hung up on is they want to know what the end looks like.
Absolutely.
And they think they can start here, and that whatever they see is the end game, that the end isn't going to change halfway through the process.
And it is important to work out where you'd like to get to, what's the problem you're solving, be able to articulate that you've got to be, without using all the sort of cliche terms, you've got to be agile enough to work out how things will change, pivot when need to, move, adapt, adopt, everything that needs to happen. You know, books can be written on the subject, and they're all true. You know, I think Eric Ries, and you know, in the Lean Principle, talks about, you know, this whole concept of building your MVP, build your hypothesis, get it out there. It's okay to fail as long as you learn. Get it out there and learn from that. And that's what we've had to do.
Well, I remember back when you first were starting Digital Bridge, and you'd reached out to me, and you were, you know, sharing the concept, and I'd be the first to admit that, kind of like, okay, not quite sure I'm getting this as to how big of a problem this is. And I'm guessing you had a lot of people. It wasn't like I was jumping up and down going, oh my God, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's kind of like, really? You know, we talk on this show a lot about antibodies or idea haters. You know, people you're out there sharing your idea with, and they're throwing cold water on it. They're giving you the thumbs down, those kinds of things. So what were some of your antibody experiences, you know, in those early days? And the fact that you've stayed with it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the most interesting kind of antibodies, and typically we think about antibodies as the corporate antibodies, you know, people giving you reasons why something cannot be done. Not because the idea, nobody really said, you know, the idea is not really that interesting, not really a big enough market. I mean, it's a huge market, you know, the online furniture market in the US alone, online alone, is worth $16 billion. I mean, it's a gargantuan market. And it's a problem that everybody can relate to. It's not like, I don't know, data analytics or anything else where you kind of got to explain what you're doing. Everyone gets it, everyone understands it. The antibodies were, people didn't realize it could ever be possible. To take a single picture, turn that into a 3D model within 10 seconds, put wallpaper on the wall with your lighting condition at 4 o'clock, you know, with that, where the light falls across behind the couch at 4 p.m. on a Thursday, or whatever it might be, or where I live in Manchester, it's often gray, often raining, all that kind of stuff. That's where people said, you know, it couldn't be done.
So it was the belief that you're trying to do something that just, you're going to have to violate a law of physics to make this work.
Yeah, correct.
And, well, for those of you were involved with some of our early work up at HP Labs, you know, that was kind of that was every day, right? You know, oh, you can't
that was
do
fun
that.
Stuff.
Yeah,
that
no,
was
no,
fun
you're breaking laws of physics. It can't actually be done. So that is one of those more common kind of antibody responses, which is, you know, nope, that's impossible, or I'm the expert, you're not, you know, trust me, can't be done. You need 5 pictures in order to, you know, get someone to circle the room in order to resurrect that 3D model piece. So yeah, that's the antibody thing. Just is one of those things that just drives me crazy, but. You know what, I don't know what you've seen this, David, but at least what I've found is I sometimes have to check myself, because sometimes I can be the antibody. You know, when someone wants to talk about laptops or mobile phones or an area of expertise, you tend to want to jump right into judgment rather than saying, whoa, I think I know the answer, But
yeah.
I don't want to be the antibody. I need to ask questions to make sure they've thought through that process. So that's a good point. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation here with David Levine at Digital Bridge, talk more about their company and their technology. But also, I'm interested in talking to you about your autonomous vehicle experience also. So stay right there. You're listening to Kill Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after we pay a few bills and come back for these commercial breaks.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney, a show about creativity, innovation, and design. We're picking up where we left off from the last segment with our special guest today, David Levin. David is the CEO for a startup called Digital Bridge, albeit David and I go back, you know, actually, we were talking about in the commercial break. I've known David before he had kids, yeah, and now he's got a 13-year-old son, and before I had grandkids, I guess, too, right? David was sharing in the last segment a lot of the work from the standpoint of, you know, the challenges of starting up Digital Bridge from an annoyance or from a challenge. And we actually have a question that came in on the Facebook Live feed just now that I wanted to pose to David, because I thought it actually brings up an interesting point. The question, you know, I'm going to reframe it, you know, a little bit differently, was around, you know, have you always thought of yourself as being kind of that entrepreneurial startup guy coming up with the big idea, or was this kind of a surprise for you?
Yeah, and it was a big surprise. You know, when we met, you know, I was kind of early in my career, and I was in the very much in the beg forgiveness, don't ask permission phase, which is why I felt the ability to call up the new CTO of a business unit and say, "Hey, Phil, we should meet." back in the days, I never thought I was entrepreneurial. I thought, you know, I was married. Back then, I had no kids. Now I have 4 kids. You know, the risk profile I thought was far too much, and I never thought I'd be that guy. I never thought I'd be that guy who could build my own company. And you know, over a period of time, as I left HP and I'd been there for 7 years, a big, huge formative part of my career, learned so much, did some amazing things, made huge, huge, whopping mistakes, which thankfully I learned from. Worked with some of the best people, and getting out of there was a huge thing for me. It was a scary thing, but really kind of pushed my career and let me kind of stand on my own 2 feet a little bit. And then over a period of time, as I kind of found myself in situations within other companies where I was doing innovation, I was building new things inside those companies, I figured, you know what, I might not believe I can do it, but other people can, and the success that I was having do seem to be happening on paper. And you know, I kept getting these ideas, these things I wanted to do. And one of the things I was saying beforehand is one of the skills that has allowed me to, I won't say be a success, because, you know, I can't say we're success yet, but one of the things that allowed me to, I think, build the company to where it is now is learning the skill of focus, of saying, you know, yeah, I have all these great ideas, and they could all build great businesses. And you try one or two, and some work and some don't work anywhere else. But once you realize that you've got something, you've got the nugget of something that could really be big, focus. Put all your effort, all your time, all your resources, bet on it, bet big. And that's what I've done with you know, with Digital Bridge. And it's, you know, we're certainly on the way to being a successful company. But I think focus is that key skill.
So in this case of focus, how do you prioritize? You know, and this is the challenge of a lot of, You know, you may not have thought of yourself as an entrepreneur, but the fact that you reached out to me in a pure cold call to meet with me in Paris the first time.
That was a cheeky bugger, wasn't it?
Yeah, you were coming from the UK to Paris just to meet me. I thought that was kind of you get.
Yeah, I'm not sure my boss even knows that now. So I'm not sure we should tell them. But
you get ten extra credit points for being bold. And meeting me and tracking me down into Paris and coming all the way to Paris to meet with me. But you've always been one that's had lots of ideas. And the team you were part of with Andrew and Peter Westerbacher and that whole team, you guys were just idea engines. But focus is one of the biggest challenges for a lot of innovators. We all suffer from the shiny object problem, right?
Yep.
Ooh, that looks cool, really cool. I'm going to go do that idea. So.
Yep.
How did you, what was the process? You know, focus as an objective is fine, but do you have a process that you use that says, okay, I've got these three ideas, or even with Digital Bridge, here are five new things we could put into the product. How do you prioritize? How do you make that decision on, I'm going to go all in and push all my chips onto the table?
So for me, and I appreciate this is about me, not necessarily other people, there's an element of maturity about it. So you kind of have to use external validation. So other people who are saying this could be really hot, other people who are experiencing the problem that you're attempting to solve, other people are investing their money in you as an individual. So you've got those external validation points. And then the maturity of the experience that you've had that allows you to turn around and say, I know what I'm doing is probably along the right lines. I know what I'm doing. I've got to give it this best shot. And so you kind of, I won't say you put blinkers on, because you've still got to keep an eye out what's out there, but you've got to have faith and trust in what you're doing. It says, okay, I've done some of this before. This is the right direction. And I've got to ride roughshod. There were some people here in a very nice and polite way, but just to go in this right direction. And I have that today. And people say, oh, your technology is awesome. Can you use it for architecture and fashion and defense? Yeah, you can. And our technology, the computer vision, the machine learning, deep learning that we're building, can absolutely be applied in those verticals. But we're not. We're applying it into retail. It's low-hanging fruit. We're talking to the right guys, and we're getting places. So I think focus is also about, if you are plotting a path, you've got to have signposts along that path to say, yeah, you're going in the right direction. You are going in the right direction.
Well, you get an extra 10-point credit, because a lot of entrepreneurs get dragged off that vision,
yeah,
right?
Really, because, easy to get dragged off.
You know, particularly those in the heavy technology area that could be applied to solve 20 other problems, right? And it's the old spaghetti method, right? Let me throw spaghetti and see what sticks on the wall versus saying, nope, this is, we're hiring for this objective. We're going to achieve this objective. We're going to stay focused on that objective. When you look back, is what now? Digital Bridge, what, 4 years now?
That's right.
So, yeah. What's been the biggest surprise over those 4 years, as you've gone through from the launch to where you are today? What's the biggest surprise that you've had in your 4-year experience as a startup entrepreneur?
Probably that I'm actually quite good at this thing. seriously,
here's the funny part. You're surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not. I've known you for 15 years.
See, I told you, you're the nicest guy in the world. Yeah, again, I am constantly surprised that when you go up and you talk to people about what you're doing, you show them what we've now achieved, people still go, wow, because I'm so close to it, and I'm a perfectionist, and I'm obsessed with doing the absolute best, and I'm never happy with where I am, and my team will probably complain, I'm often not happy with where they are, but that constantly surprises me. I think the thing that surprises me, and it shouldn't, because everyone says it, is it's an awful lot harder and it takes an awful lot longer than you think. And you have these constant, we're talking about focus a minute ago. It's a constant battle. It's about FOMO, fear of missing out. You're seeing stuff. You're seeing announcements from Google, and you're seeing announcements from Facebook, from Twitter. You're looking at watching Robert Scoble, or the great time at Robert when he was here in the UK. A couple of weeks ago, I had him to dinner, just the two of us. It was great, an awesome guy. And just talking about some of the stuff that he's going through, bringing my background, the whole connected car space into it. Just, you can have moments where you go, oh, gosh, something else is doing it. Oh, they're doing something in this space and they're going to eat my breakfast. And but then you kind of go, but actually what we're doing is cool as well.
Yeah, it is. The whole FOMO thing, you know, the fear of missing out is, can be very stressful into it.
Yeah.
But I think companies that bounce around and don't stick to a direction and achieve a success before they even consider some of those distractions, it's hard. It takes a lot of discipline, you've got to be willing to, you know, ignore a lot of those things that are coming in from the outside.
Yeah.
With regards to that surprise on the entrepreneurial, you said, you know, your surprise was about how good you are. Is there one skill that you think you're still missing that you need to work on? Or I mean, you've always been very good at hiring teams. That's always been one of your kind of core.
Yeah, that I know I'm good at. I think it's detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never been an awesome detail guy. You know, I'll sit with my CTO, he'll talk me through the latest image segmentation algorithm and why this approach with the convolutional neural networks is better than our previous approach, and I'll kind of be off with the daisies, after a few minutes. You know, just because, not because I don't have the mental capacity to defend, but there's so much going on when you're running your own business. Your brain is running a million miles an hour.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to dig in a little bit of David's experience, particularly with Vodafone, autonomous vehicles, IoT, and other technologies, since David kind of also stays connected, sees what's new and coming up. So you're not going to want to miss this last segment. We're going to talk a little bit broader about what's new and what's coming in technology. So stay right there. You're listening to KillNovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-218-9548 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-218-9548. That's 800-218-9548. 800-218-9548. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. But before we jump back into the show, I want to take just a quick minute here and thank our sponsor. Sponsor is what allows us to do this show each and every week. Now, you're probably saying, you know, hold on, Phil. You know, you've been doing this show for 12 years. And you've never had a sponsor. You would be correct, but I'll explain why in a minute, why we even have a sponsor. Now, a common ask that I get from listeners of the show is people having really great ideas, but not feeling like they have a skill set to take that idea and actually translate it and turn it into a product or service. Now, many of you tried some of these outsourcing sites. You know, you write up the project description, throw it over the wall, you get something back. I don't know about you. I've just had bad experiences with them. The result just is not what I wanted. Now, our sponsor, TopTel, is different. TopTel is a company that goes out, and they pre-screen both technical and design talent. And their screening requirements are so tough that only 1.6% of those that apply ever get accepted. And not only do they qualify them on their skill set, but they also qualify them on their communication and personality. So you can think of it as almost like a matchmaker. Now, a lot of companies use TopTel. A lot of them, you know, that you're probably not even aware that TopTel is the engineering team. This includes companies like Airbnb, Zendesk, large companies like Pfizer and JP Morgan all use TopTel. Now, for listeners of the Kill Innovations radio show and podcast, we set up a structure that allows you to try out TopTel at zero risk. You can work with them. They'll match you up to the best talent, and you can start a project. If within the first 2 weeks you don't think that they're just absolutely killing it, you get 100% of your money back, and you get to keep all the deliverables they've produced in the first 2 weeks. So you can go over to toptel.com/PhilMcKinney or toptel.com/Phil, actually, and you can check it all out and sign up there. Now, why am I allowing TopTel to be a sponsor? One is I think they're a great company. I've met with the CEO. I've met with their team. I've talked to the technical resources. They're just absolutely top-notch. The other is by bringing on a sponsor, it actually frees up the resources that I can make available for the nonprofits. So this is not about making money. Any money we have left over from the sponsorship goes to the nonprofits, to the charities that we work with, both Hacking Autism and Pioneer Education. So check it out. Go over to toptel.com/Phil or drop me an email at phil@careinnovations.com and I'll make you a personal introduction. And go check it out. If you've got that idea rattling around your head, here is a perfect opportunity to get that idea and actually try to translate it into something that is your vision of that innovation or idea that you want to see executed. So, David, as we were wrapping up in the last segment, we were talking about, or I closed out that segment talking about the fact that I wanted to have you get an opportunity to kind of share what are some of the technologies that you're looking at, not ones related to Digital Bridge, but ones that you're out there that you are excited about. What are some of the things that are coming that you think could be big?
Well, Robert Scoble, when I met with him a few weeks ago and spent that awesome time with him, actually talks through a vision which crystallized a lot of things for me in my mind. And this is about ubiquitous wearables. So, you know, Google Glass I wrote a blog on Google Glass the day it closed down saying, you know, everyone's saying how rubbish it was. And, you know, great, it's gone. And I said, this is the best MVP there ever was. This is an experiment. Having ubiquitous penetrative technology that everybody has that allows you to weave mobility into your life beyond something that you take your eyes off your life for, you know, your phone or your watch, whatever that might be. That is incredibly exciting. You know, and my whole career, Phil, I started in 2000 with WAP in the early days of mobile and mobile internet. And I'm one of the first 27 people in the world who had a combined PDA and GPRS device, which was called the HP Starfighter. It got a lot more boring when it got an external name. It was the HP 928, but the Starfighter was far more interesting. So, you know, if you look at evolution of mobility, the fact that you can have or will have glasses that go on your face, that allow you to blend reality with the virtual world is awesome, is exciting, is game-changing in education, is game-changing in work, is game-changing in how people think. It's scary and it's inspirational all at the same time. And lots of technology pieces have to come to play. You know, got to get a lens right, got to get a power right, got to get those ubiquitous networks right. And you got to get all sorts of technology pieces to come together. When they're coming together, they will get there. That's really exciting. So they're kind of the things, and all the technologies that we're working on, and those are working on, will form a part of that, absolutely. But I think those sort of ubiquitous wearables is really exciting, not Fitbits, but glasses.
Well, that's great. I mean, I agree. I think the fact is that people are carrying more and more of their entire technology arsenal with them, whether it be their mobile phone is never, you know, more than an arm's length away, any of the other technologies that are out there. So, David, if people want to follow what you're doing and what you're up to, what's the best place for them to find you?
So digitalbridge.eu, that's our website. I'm also on LinkedIn. Like the rest of the world. And that's kind of where we're doing great things. We're currently digitalbridge.eu, even though we'll soon won't be in the EU, so we'll worry about that domain.
We're not going to get into the Brexit conversation.
We're not going to get into the Brexit thing. No, we're not. That's where we are.
That's great. Hey, David, I want to thank you for taking the time for joining us today, taking the time out of your Sunday evening in the UK to connect in and share your expertise with the listeners. For those of you on today's show, go drop me a note. Let me know if you've got a guest idea that you think would be a great guest on the show. You can drop it at phil@careinnovations.com. Again, the show will come out as a podcast on Tuesday. Check us out over on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. The one thing I do ask is that you just run over to iTunes and just give us a rating. Leave a comment there. We read all of them. Giving us a rating helps us make sure that we're tuning and improving the content, and we're delivering value to you, the listeners. And you can also check us out live each week on Zoom, which is a technology sponsor for this show. Logitech provides all of our cameras, but you can also check us out on Facebook Live. So check us out. You can find us just pretty much about everywhere. David, thanks a lot for joining today. And for all of you who've tuned in today, appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on BizTalk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at BizTalkRadio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.